我们还是先有一点祷告。
Let's first again have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
一次到过一次，我们到你面前来。
Again and again, we come into thy presence.
我们深深的领会。
Deeply, we're able to know.
你的同在在我们当中。
Thy presence is amongst us.
因为你是这样的应许。
Because thou hast promised.
地上有两三个人奉你的名聚会。
When there are two or three who are gathered on earth, in your name, you will be in our midst.
因此我们到你面前来的时候，我们不是单单在这里看见聚会。
Therefore, as we come into thy presence, not only do we gather here together,
我们求我们的主，让我们众人都是在你的名字底下来聚会。
Lord, that we would gather unto thy name.
我们在你的名字的里头来仰望你。
That under thy name we would come to look to thee.
愿意主把我们这一个渴慕的心扩充又扩充。
Lord, will you enlarge our heart's desire again and again?
好让你向我们说话的时候，我们能在你的面前毫无保留地被你带进你的心意里。
So that when you do speak to us, that we would be led into thy heart's desire without any reservation. This afternoon, as we fellowship on how to enter into thy word,
求主用作你自己圣灵的运行，把我们里面来照透。
Lord, we do pray that you use the moving of the Holy Spirit to enlighten us thoroughly within.
叫我们在学习你话语的时候，不是只有外面的样式。
So that as we learn to enter into thy word, it would not only be superficial.
让我们里面的眼睛给照明，能看到你宝贝的心意。
But that our eyes to our understanding would be enlightened so that we would come to truly know you.
主，我们一同来仰望你。
Lord, together we look to thee.
愿主下午再给我们一次恩典。
Lord, once again this afternoon we look to you for grace.
让我们能好好的活在你自己的面光的底下。
So that we can live well under thy light.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to thee and commit this to you in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们继续要按照我们所交通下来的来看到怎么去接触神的话。
We want to continue on this topic of how to encounter the Word of God.
我们昨天特别提到，当我们进到那个具体的去学习领受神的话的时候。
We mentioned yesterday afternoon as we learned to practically enter into receiving God's word.
我们盼望主给我们能领会这个怎么去读神的话。
We look to the Lord to show us how it is we are to read His word.
我们在说到，首先要在我们的那个态度上面来建立一个渴慕的心。
First, we have mentioned that in our attitude, we have to establish a heart that longs, desires after Him.
在实行的一方面，我们提到有三样的心思。
It's in the matter of practically engaging in the Word of God, we mentioned three
points. 一个要多读神的话。
One is we have to read much the Word of God.
一个要应读神的话。
And the other is we have to read very insistently, intensely the Word of God.
一个是这个对一些弟兄姊妹感觉开始有点困难了，但是就广东话来说就是死读。
And perhaps the third point is difficult for us, especially in the Cantonese sounding of the word, but to read hard the word of God with intensity.
用普通话来说，就是你拼命的去读。
Common speech is that you give even of your life to read.
在英文那一方面，就好像讲英文的弟兄姊妹们就觉得有点困扰。
Perhaps as it sounds in English, it would trouble us.
怎么读到死呢？怎么死读呢？
And what do you mean just to read intensely, that even that you would give your life to read the Word of God?
我们用另外一个说法来说。
But if we describe it in another way,
你要尽你的可能去好好的读。
In other words, do all that you can to read well the Word of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
在我们的心思上面有了一个很准确的那个 学习。
Now when we have an accurate heart as we learn this lesson,
那在基本的方法的上面,
as to the basic methods,
我们特别提到有五个地方我们要留意的。
We had made mention of five areas that we can pay attention to.
一个是谁或者是哪些人说话和听话。
The first of these five points, five W's, would be who is speaking and who is the audience.
弟兄姊妹呢，我举个例子，你就可以知道了。
Now, brothers and sisters, I give you an example.
你读四福音的时候
，when you read the four gospels,
当然你大部分是看见是主在说话。
Of course, for most part of it, you know it's the Lord speaking.
但是你要留意，有些就主是对着。群众说话。
For example, sometimes the Lord is speaking to the multitude.
那所以主说话的那个内容就有他一定的范围和目的。
Therefore, there is a purpose and a circumstance which the Lord is speaking in those environments.
但是有许多的话，那里明说是对着门徒们来说的。
Yet there are other recordings when it specifically tells us the Lord is speaking to his disciples.
那弟兄们，我们要留意到这样的一个区别。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to note this distinction.
因为有些时候我们不留意这一个的话，我们好像把主对门徒说的话，你就觉得对不起，主对那个一般人说的话，你说那比较容易领会。
Because if we do not take note of this distinction, then perhaps we might feel at times when the Lord is speaking to the multitude, it is easier for us to understand.
等到你看到主对门徒说话的时候，你就说我们的主太厉害了，要求的太高了。
But when we realize the Lord is speaking to the disciples, then we feel this is too much to ask for. His requirement is too high.
但弟兄姊妹，你就要注意到了，为什么神会这样？主说话记录下来的时候，有一些这样的区别呢？
But brothers and sisters, that is why we have to pay attention when the Lord speaks. There are these distinctions.
当然，这个是弟兄姊妹，当你读上去的时候，你会留意到。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this is an area you will take note of as you read.
但是我们先留意到这个的时候，弟兄姊妹你就注意到我们的主不是很严肃的主。
But as you realize this and notice this, you realize our Lord is not a very solemn Lord.
他对什么人，他都是。抱着一个很宽广的心思。
Regardless of the audience, his heart is always very broad.
对瞎眼的人，他爱他们。
To the blind, he loves them.
对瘸腿的人，他纪念着他们。
To the lame, he remembers them.
对那些忧愁的人，主承担他们的难处。
To those in sorrow, the Lord himself bears their grief.
但是一翻过来，你看到主对门徒说话的时候。
But when you turn it around, see the Lord speaking to his disciples.
你们要背着十字架来跟从我。
You have to follow, bear the cross and follow after me.
进天国的人是要努力进去。
That you must enter into the kingdom with violence.
哎呀，你一上去就觉得，为什么我们的主一下变得那么凶啊？
Then perhaps you see what a big turn the Lord has turned. How come he's so fierce?
我在香港的时候。
Before when I was in Hong Kong.
一些年轻人他们就说。
Some young people then would say.
信主是很容易。
It is easy to believe in the Lord.
跟随主是只能听听而已。
But we can only hear the fact of following after the Lord.
因为主说的话是活不出来的。
Because the Lord's words that he speaks to us, we cannot follow.
弟兄姊妹们，当你真知道你是做主的门徒的时候，你的身份和你做还是一个没不信主的人，在身份上面固然是有区别。
And when you realize the Lord calls us to be His disciples, of course it is a difference from those before when we were unbelievers.
虽然在那个时候，实际上的工作还没做成功，圣灵还没有进到信的人的里面。
Even though at that time the work of the cross is not yet complete and has not entered into the unbelievers.
但弟兄说你不能不能忘记。
But brothers and sisters, you must remember.
门徒虽然那个时候还没有主的生命。
Even though at that particular time, the disciples did not have the life of the Lord.
但是门徒是一个已经在那里接受圣灵感动的人。
But the disciples themselves are already being moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以主不能把它摆在一个等候救恩的人的那个地位。
So we cannot just place them on the position as one who is awaiting for salvation.
而是把他们要带到要在主面前一个更高的要求，就是让他们懂得怎么进入神的那个荣耀的旨意。
But we have to consider them on a higher plane that they are learning to how to enter into the will of God.
那因此当弟兄说如果我们读神的话的时候，你会看到在人物的那方面就是有一些这样的区别。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we look at the audience, we can tell there are these differences.
当然我现在这样说的是说的是很最基本最简单的那一个部分。
Of course, when I put it this way, this is a very the most basic and simple example.
然后如果我们要更多的去了解进入神的话的时候，
If we're to more enter deeper into the word of God,
我们就不但是接触的门徒和那个还没信主的人的那个区别。
Then we will not only enter, see the distinction between unbelievers and the disciples.
你会看到在门徒的里头，他们每个人有他们特。我应该说得很清楚，那些到主面前来的人，那在旧约里头没有讲门徒了，在新约里头就用的门徒这个词。
Now in the Old Testament there are not this term the disciples, and this term is only used in the New Testament, so I should put it more broadly in a sense, those who come into the presence of the Lord.
他们接触到神的事情的时候，他的身份是什么？
When there are these individuals encounter God, what is their status, their identity?
比方我们听到弟兄们交通的时候，一再的提到但以理。
For example, we have here our brother share constantly mentioned the person of Daniel.
你碰到但以理的时候，你又碰到一个新的问题在哪里？
When we encounter Daniel, we have another issue there.
最简单的来说，
As simply,
他是一个被掳的犹太人。
He was a Jew in exile.
他是被带到巴比伦去了。
He was in captivity in Babylon.
那么他就是站在巴比伦的时候，他在人眼中来看他是奴隶。
As for the Babylonians, to them, Daniel was a slave.
那他就是这样的一个身份在圣经里边出现。
And that was his status as he appears in the Bible.
但是你看到他在圣经里边所记录他的那个经过呢？
But as you see the recording of Daniel throughout the scriptures,
你能说他是一个奴隶吗？
Are you able to say that he is a slave?
你没办法能说他是一个奴隶。
We cannot consider him a slave.
因为你看到在巴比伦的时候，除了王以外，好像整个的权柄都在他手里。
Because when we look at the Babylonian Empire, besides the king, you can consider that all the other power was in the hand of Daniel.
那弟兄姊妹，当你一注意到这个问题的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when you take note of this issue,
如果拿我们这次的聚会里头一个比较特殊的一个中心点来说呢，
We look at the conference we have and a more central theme which we have.
你就看到这个是渔民了。
Then we can see that Daniel was a remnant.
这个就是从外面人来看的时候，他不是一个什么可以给人羡慕的人，因为是奴隶嘛。
Outwardly, there is nothing about Daniel that others would admire or envy about because he is a slave.
但是你从实际上面去注意的时候，他确实比王更有荣耀。
But in fact, if we take note of it practically, in reality, he is even more glorious than the king.
因为在他身上所发表出来的不是一个普通人。
Because what is manifested from Daniel is not a common person.
我们认真说来，他还不只是一个在那里做那个宰相的人。
Even to be strict, he is not only one who is a prime minister there.
他所在那里所发表的，乃是神在那个时候所发表
But the position which Daniel holds at that particular time is a manifestation of the desire of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we read the Word of God, that is one issue we have to pay attention to. That's the person and character.
举一个这样的例子,不能说得太多了,
so this is just a simple example. I cannot get into it too much because of our time.
第一个你要注意的就是人
The first point is we have to see the person
说话的人和听话的人
Who is speaking and who is listening
或者说那个事实发展的里头那是主要的人物
Or who is involved in this passage here
那第二个你要注意的是什么呢
Now what is the second matter we pay attention to
第二个注意的要注意那个时间的问题
The second is the when
在什么时候发生这些事?
What time did this event take place?
在什么时候神说那样的话?
When is it that these words of God are spoken?
在什么时候神说到以后的话?
When is it that the Lord is speaking the words to come?
为什么神在那一个时候说那些话?
Why is it that God is speaking these words at this time?
那这个是我们第二个要留意的。
Now this is the second W.
那么第三个要留意的,
Now the third W.
那就是在什么地方发生?
That is where.
谈话的记录了
Where is this taking place? Where is this event taking place?
因为这一个就给我们能明白神为什么在那一个时候会带出一些的信息给人
Because this will allow for us to understand why is it at this particular time God is telling us this message
然后我们就要留意到第四个事情了
And then the fourth W
第四个事情是什么?
What is that?
神说 我圣经里头所表明，在那一个段的话里头，或者在那个圣经的记录里头，究竟是说什么？
What is the passage saying? What is the word of God saying?
有人在那里谈话里看到主跟门徒说话。
There is a conversation there. The Lord is speaking to his disciples.
你看到主跟一般人说话。
And the Lord is speaking to the multitude.
你又看到他们在什么什么地方说话。
We see where they are speaking.
但是这个只是一个记录
But this is merely a recording
是一个历史的记录
It is a historical recording
重要的是在这些记录的里头 神要给人表达他什么的心意
But what is important is during this historical recording What is it that God is expressing to us?
这个就是什么的问题了
So this has to do with what?
他说了什么?
What did God say?
他做了什么?
What did God do?
为什么他会做那个事情?
Why is it that he would do this?
那这就是我们基本上我们必须要留意到的。
These are the very basic things we need to take note of.
然后最末了的一点。
And then the last W.
就是为什么会发生这些事情?
That is why. Why did this take place?
或者说发生这些事情,神在那里做一些事,说一些话。 他这个目的是什么?
Why did this happen? What is the purpose of God for doing these things or saying these things?
如果我们在读经的时候,在基本上我们能掌握这几样。
If in the basic lesson of reading the scriptures, we can grab hold of these 5 points.
弟兄姊妹,你肯定能脱离一件事。
And brothers and sisters, for sure, you'll be delivered from this.
当人家跟你讲到主的话,事情的时候,
when others would share with you about the word of God,
你就讲到主的事情。
You can speak the word of God.
别人听来就和你在讲故事
And others can hear you tell a story
那是讲这个故事就等于讲其他的故事一样
It is just like telling any other story
但是如果你真是能掌握到主说话的那一个整个的事实的话
But if you're truly able to grasp the facts of what the Lord is doing and saying
当你带出来的时候
Then when you express the same story
很明显的一件事情
Very clearly then
主里头所说过的话,其中绝不,虽然不是全部,但最低限度有相当的部分已经是你的经历了。
Even if it was not the whole passage, but a good portion of the passage as you share it would have become your experience.
当你把这些事情摆开的时候,就不单是摆开一些 主在那里做过什么事
When you share the same passage It's not merely telling of what the Lord did
而是在那里也是发表了 主在你身上做了什么事。
But you're also expressing what the Lord himself have done upon you.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们在读经的时候，在最基本的那一个方法的上面，你要留意到的点。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the point that we need to take note of in the basic lessons as we learn to read the Bible.
那我们昨天交通到这里就停了。
We ended here yesterday.
那现在我们再来读一些经文。
Now, let us go further and read some passages.
其中一件事就是我们昨天读过的。
One passage we have read yesterday.
那是提摩太后书。
That is 2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
第十五节哈、
verse 15、
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那弟兄姊妹们在这里很重的一件事情说。
Now, brothers and sisters, our emphasis on this first.
你要去按照正义分解真理之道。
To rightly divide the word of truth.
那就是说出你要把神所说的话那个准确的那个心思来
That is to say, you have to express rightly the word of God as it is expressed.
这里有一个很好的例子。
Here, there is a good example.
就是对什么人说了。
It's a good example of who is this, these, are these words spoken to.
我想我们编说，如果我们不很清楚的明白主在我们身上所做的工。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe that we're not very clear on the work of God upon us.
我想弟兄姊妹，你就得着一个理由来保护你自己。
Then, brothers and sisters, I feel you would have a reason to protect yourself.
保护你自己什么呢？
What is the excuse?
你们读圣经就好了，我不需要。
It's fine for you to read the Bible. I do not need to.
为什么？
Why?
因为主在这里说，是你们那些做无愧工人的人才要求有这个要求了。
Because here it says that you who are workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, that is the requirement for the workmen.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
马上我们就碰到一个问题了。
Immediately, then we have this question:
谁是工人
？Who is a workman？
你说你们这些长在讲台上的就是工人了。
You say those who are standing on the pulpit, you're the workmen.
我们在那里听话的人，我们不是工人。
We're just the listeners. We're not the workmen.
或者说那些叫做长老的是工人。
Perhaps the elders, they are the workmen.
那些做执事的他们算是工人。
The deacons, they are the workmen.
所以他们要好好的来把神的话读好。
So they're the ones who need to read well the word of God.
我们不是那一类人。
No, but that is not our category.
所以这个话不是对我说的。
So these words are not spoken to me.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
这就我说就引出我们该注意的问题了。
Therefore, this leads to the point which we need to pay attention to.
谁是工人？
Who is a workman?
当然，你从具体的那个工作上面来说，也许是有某些人他们站在一个地位上面，他们是工人。
Of course, when you speak of it practically, there may be some individuals who are the workmen when you speak of a specific task.
但是站在我们作为一个属神的人的这一个身份来说呢
？But as for us, our identity as those who belong to God,
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们不会忘记，我们都是做祭司的人。
We do not forget that we are all called to be priests.
并且是做有君王的尊荣的祭司。
And we are also called into the royal priesthood.
那弟兄姊妹，你就马上就碰到一个了。
Brothers and sisters, then immediately you're encountered.
你先解决了一个工人的问题。
So first, this issue of workmen is solved.
当然在这里直接是对着真的是站在工作岗位上的人来说。
Of course, here practically it is speaking to someone who has a position in a work.
但是这个话的原则是对着我们所有的神儿女来说的。
But the principle of this passage is spoken to all the children of God.
因为当你读圣经的时候，
because as we're reading the Bible,
你不绝对不会读到说，因为是对无愧的工人来说话，所以这个话跟我没关系。
So surely you will not read it. These words are spoken to the workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, so it has nothing to do with me.
那这 这个话其实包括了两部分，很重要的。
Now these words include two aspects that are very important.
第一个是你是工人。
First, it means you are a workman.
第二，你在神面前不单是要做一个工人，并且要做一个无愧的工人。
Secondly, not only are you a workman in God's sight, but you should be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
那对具体来服侍主的，全时间被主选召出来服侍主的人，不然是在这样的一个引导的底下。
Of course, those who serve the Lord, those who are called out to serve the Lord on a full-time basis, of course, they are under the guidance of these words.
但是这一个去认识神的话的那个原则，是对我们每一个人都发生要求的。
But the principle here for each one of us to know the Word of God, that is a requirement on all of us.
不然的话，你就可以从你自己那一本圣经上边把这个节圣经划掉。
Otherwise, you can just cross out, line out this verse in your Bible.
你说这个不是对我的要求，所以我不需要的，所以在我的圣经上面把它拿掉。
Your reason would be, well, this requirement is not upon me, so I can just line it out in my Bible.
那这就回到昨天我们所提到的，我们读神的话的时候，要有一个敬畏神的心意在那里等候。这是一个好好的例子。
This leads us back to the point which we shared yesterday. As we read the scriptures, we have to prepare our mindset ready to await before the Lord. This is a good example here.
我就围绕着这样的一个事实上面来和弟兄姊妹们继续往前去看了。
So I will continue on with brothers and sisters surrounding this point.
那既然要按照正义去分解神自己的道。
Now if we're to rightly divide the word of truth,
那因此就有一个非常明确的要求在哪里。
Then there's a very clear requirement there.
我们圣经读过了。
We have read the Bible.
我们不是单单只是知道圣经里头的一些事实。
Now we are not ones who only know of the facts recorded in the Bible.
我们要透过圣经里边所说的话来明白我们的主他的心里头的意念是什么。
Through the recorded word of the Bible, we are to come to understand what's the desire in the heart of the Lord.
而不是只是从圣经上面，把圣经上面的事情做一个例子来解说我个人以为是对的那些道理。
It is not to use an example recorded in the Bible to interpret it and put it in a situation where I believe this is the correct interpretation.
我们必须有的那个准确的反应，乃是毫无保留的把神的心思显明出来，也成为我的心思。
We have to be on the grounds that we have an accurate attitude to express the heart of God as God desires it to be expressed. That is my desire.
神的安排也成了我的追求的那一个方向。
The arrangement of God also becomes the direction of my pursuit.
那这个就是按照正义去领会神的话语的那一个要求。
Now this is the requirement when it says to rightly divide the word of truth.
那当这一个要求一摆出来的时候，
when this requirement is placed before us,
那我们实际上要怎么做呢？
Then in fact, how do we practice this?
我就用一些比较具体的事情来和弟兄姊妹们来交通了。
I will share with brothers and sisters some practical matters.
那首先我们就要肯定。
Now first we have to be sure.
既然是按照正义。
Since it is to rightly divide.
那个正义就说出我们所领会的并且所要表达的一定是神自己的意思。
When it says to rightly do so, that means we have to know, to divide it according to God's desire.
所以第一件事情摆出来就是。
So the first requirement is,
我们读神的话的时候，我们必须要注意，很准确的去注意圣经里边说什么。
When we do read the word of God, first of all, we have to clearly understand what the Bible is saying.
请我们不要以为这个是小事。
Brothers and sisters, do not look at this very lightly.
这是一个非常不简单的事。
This is not simple at all.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们所接触到的整个历史遗留下来的东西。
Because we encounter all the traditions of history.
甚至是说基督教的传统里边 留下来的东西。
Or perhaps even Christian traditions.
跟主的话不一定是对着上来的。
Those traditions may not be in accordance with the Word of God.
比方说前几天所过的假期。
For example, the holiday which was passed a few days ago.
你就没办法在神的话里头找得出来了。
There is no word in the Bible which shows us that.
虽然在传统上面来说给人很多的热闹。
Even though in tradition it will give us a lot of excitement.
但是你没办法从神的话里头找出那一个事实了。
But we cannot find that truth in the Bible.
但是你就看到在基督教传统的里头那个是一个非常的大事。
But you can see throughout Christian tradition that is a great day.
感谢神。
We thank God.
慢慢有许多神的儿女们都知道这个事情。
Gradually there would be more and more of the children of God who come to realize this.
所以他们就并不注意这个事情了。
So they do not put any special attention to this.
那很奇怪的事情。
Then strangely,
不信主的人不要不必说他了，他们根本是不明白这一个了。
We don't need to speak on the unbelievers because they will not understand.
你忘掉了前几天那个假日，那些基督教的人士就说：“你们这批人怎么那么古怪？”
If you neglect the holiday, then others would say, "Why are you so strange?"
人家高高兴兴在那里庆祝，你们就觉得没有那个需要。
Others are celebrating, and yet you feel there's no need.
尽管那个环境是这样。
Even so, the conditions are such.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的要很准确的来表达神的心意的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if we are to accurately express the heart of God.
你不能不很明确的要明白我们主神所做的事。
You have to clearly understand then what is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，我说一个比方，你就很容易明白。
Brothers and sisters, I give you an example for you to understand easily.
对一个人来说
，to a person，
你说他是生日那一天重要呢，还是他死亡的那一天重要
？To anyone, which is the more important day, the day of his birth or the day of his death？
人家要欢迎的是欢迎一个活下来的人呢，还是欢迎一个死掉的人
？What others would celebrate or welcome would be a person'sA birth or a person's death?
我想这个答案它太清楚了。
I think this answer is too clear.
有一个孩子生到地上来的时候，人就特别与他有关系的人都非常的高兴。
When there is a newborn baby, all those who are related to the baby will rejoice.
一个人如果他生命结束了的，离开这个世界了，好多与他有关系的人都哭了。
When anyone leaves this world, those his relatives would weep.
你还叫他去庆祝？
How could you celebrate?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当你读神的话的时候，
when you read the word of God,
你读到一件事情，
you will find this,
说到主来到地上的时候，
As it tells us of the Lord's descent on earth,
很多事情都记载得很清楚。
There are many things that are recorded very clearly.
整个的过程都记载得非常明确。
All the details are very clear.
但是最重要的那件事情却没有记载。
Yet the most important matter is not recorded.
那这个事情什么时候发生的呢？
And so when did this happen?
圣灵没有把它记下来。
The Holy Spirit did not record that.
那你就不问， then, 你不能不问了。
Then you must ask.
为什么神把这个日子漏掉了？
Why is that? Why did God leave out the date?
弟兄姊妹们，很简单的一个答案。
Brothers and sisters, a clear answer.
就在主降生的那个记录里头，天使和天君在那里所高唱的诗歌称赞神的时候，已经说出那个问题来了。
When the angels were rejoicing and the hymns which they sung on the Lord's descent, that clearly already tells us the reason for that.
因为进入在你们在大卫的城里生了一个救主。
Because there is to you in the city of David a Savior is born.
就是很重要了，生下来了。
Now it is very important. Now a Savior is born.
但是哪一天是今日呢？
But what is this day? What day?
没有记录。
It's not recorded.
没有记录不重要。
It is not important not to record it.
重要是底下所说的。
But what is important is what is recorded later on.
他在那里生了什么？
That there is this Savior that is born, and then what?
生了救主。
A Savior is born.
那弟兄姊妹，要把这个问题继续的往前去看的时候
，So we keep on going on this passage.
你说他怎么来救啊
？How does he come to save us？
你没有办法脱离十字架的这一个事实。
Then we cannot depart away from the fact of the cross.
所有的拯救那个关键就在十字架的这个事实里。
Then the focus is on the cross.
那你是十字架是生还是死的
？Now then, when you speak of the cross, is that speak of life or death？
你已经有答案了。
Brothers and sisters, you have the answer.
那我们很清楚的留意到。
Very clearly, we know.
如果你真的是进入主的话的时候
，If you are to truly enter the word of God，
你会注意到主的，你不能说这个是主的疏忽。
You cannot say this was a neglect of the Lord.
怎么把生日的那一天都忘掉了
？How is it that you did not record the date of the birth？
不
，No，
我们的主没有忘掉那一天。
Our Lord did not forget that day.
为什么
？Why？
因为根本就没有那一天嘛。
Because that day was not recorded.
不是说历史上没有这个事实发生。
It is not that they did not exist. That it did not occur in history.
说到我们的主。本身的话根本就没有那一天了。
But as to the word of the Lord, that day is not there.
因为他是从永远到永远的主。
Because he is an eternal God from everlasting to everlasting.
他怎么可能在地上跑出一个日子来是说明他的出现的呢
？How could it be there's a day that records his birth that that's the day he appears?
并且他到地上来的那个目的是要挽拯救人，挽回人。
And the purpose of his coming to earth is to save man, to atone man.
他来的目的乃是要用他的死来释放那些要死的人。
And the purpose of his coming is to set free those who are to die.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们注意到这样的事情的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we take note of these things,
我们就注意到你要准确的去认识主的话是一个非常重要的事情。
When we want to come to know the Word of God accurately, that is a very important matter.
不然的话，你说了很多的话，但是那些话都不是神的话。
Otherwise, you can express many words, yet those words are not the Word of God.
很能得人的心的事情，但是却不是神要人明白的。
You can say many favorable words, but yet that those are not the words of God.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
主用他自己的话提醒我们
The Lord uses his word to remind us.
要按照正义去领会主的道而解说主的道
We must rightly divide the word of truth to know accurately the word of God, interpret the word of God.
我现在来做一个小玩意吧
Now I'll just have a little game.
我请问弟兄姊妹们
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姊妹都已经明知道的了
Of course, brothers and sisters may already know this.
但是一些特比较信主的日子比较短少一点的呢，也许在这个事情上面，你还是不太能掌握得到的。
But perhaps for brothers and sisters who just believe in the Lord, you may not have grasped this yet.
刚才我们说到一个日子嘛。
So we just mentioned about this day.
那么当主降生的时候
，When the Lord descended,
神就引领在东方的博士来朝见他。
So the Lord led the wise men from the east to worship him.
弟兄姊妹们，你说。
Brothers and sisters, you
say,
how many wise men came to worship the Lord?
好多人知道，好多人不一定知道。
Now there are many who would know, but many who might not.
你说我知道。
You say, I know.
你怎么知道的？
How do you know?
我在那个卡片上面就看见嘛。
I see the picture on the greeting cards.
三个嘛，
很清楚
嘛。
It's very clear there are three wise men.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你就知道了传统的东西是怎么影响我们准确的去认识神的话。
Then that's exactly my point. How tradition would influence us to know the word of God or understand the word of God.
可是当我们真的回到主的话里面去看
，when we return back to the word of God，
你看到是有博士来朝见主。
You discover yes, there were wise men who worship the Lord.
但是几个呢
？But how many?
主的话没有说。
The word of the Lord did not record for us.
主的话只是说有几个。
The Lord's word only said there were a few wise men.
那几个究竟是几个呢
？So how many are a few wise men?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
你说无三不成几，一定的最低限度有三个嘛
？Well, as the saying goes, it has to be at least three to make a few. So it's the minimum is three.
这个是我们的想法。
This is how we think.
但是那个不是神的话语的记录。
But that is not the recording of the word of God.
你看这些小小的事情上面，我们常常会有许许多多的
So as you can see, even in these minor examples, perhaps many times we have a misunderstanding there.
你说是历史啊，传统啊，遗留下来的也好。
Whatever the claim, whether by history or by tradition.
但是我们看到，神要求我们按照正义去领会主的话，我们就不能轻看这件事。
But if the requirement from the Lord is for us to rightly divide the word of truth, we cannot look at this carelessly.
另外一方面呢？
On another aspect,
又有一些事情, 它不是坏事,
there are other things that are not a bad thing,
但是我们却很容易在那里给它影响,
but yet we are still influenced by them.
那我先说明这个不是坏事,
now let me first point out this is not a bad thing.
你说不是坏事就是好事了,
well, then if you say it's not a bad thing, that means it's a good thing.
那好事还会把我们引出, 引不出那个正义来吗?
Well, if it's a good thing, wouldn't it lead us to rightly divide the word of truth?
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不承认一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must confess.
神在那里借着他的话来发表他自己和他的所做的时候,
when God expressed himself and what he does through his word,
那里面所包含的丰富, 实在是我们头脑和言语说,
The fullness and richness of his word is something that we cannot fathom or express by our feeble words.
所以在许许多多主的话的里头，我们抓到主话里头的一些宝贝。
Therefore, from the many word of God, we're able to grasp the preciousness of his word.
你说这不是好事吗?
Then you question, isn't that a good thing?
这是好事。
That is a good thing.
但是这一个呢，有些时候就会影响我们。 没有很完整、很准确的去领会主的话。
Yet sometimes this would influence us not to completely accurately grasp the word of God.
那我昨天特别提到，哥罗西书那里说，我们要用各种各样的方法，把神的话语丰丰富富的存在我们的里头。
Now yesterday we mentioned from Colossians, we have to let the word of God dwell richly in us in all wisdom.
那因此我们对神的话呢？ 不能停留在一个点上面。
Therefore, concerning the word of God, we cannot merely just cease at a particular point.
我们要，如果我们要学习准确的领会主的话，我们必须要留意到神的话的那个完整的表达。
Therefore, if we're to rightly understand the word of God, we have to know the completeness of the expression of God's word.
我刚才特别提到，有很多时候就是。 这样的一个神话语里头，一个特别的点给我们明白过来了，我们就常会把那个点就代替了神整个神话语的整个的那个意思。
What I'm saying is, sometimes when we are able to grasp the focus of that passage, then very easily we would allow that point to take over as the complete meaning of that passage.
那最容易出现的就是我们读经的时候，不是常常会看到有一些特别帮助我们去领会主的话的一些经文吗？
Now a very common example would be many a times when we read the scriptures, we encounter scripture that are most helpful to us.
我们叫那些经文叫做金句啊。
And we say that they are the golden verses.
那些金句的确是很
And indeed, those verses are extremely precious to us.
很明确的把神所要做的事情给我们有一个很明确的领会。
And we're able to have a special understanding or experience of the work of God through those verses.
正如刚才我说了,
just as I've mentioned.
因为神的话语那个丰富,
because of the richness of the word of God.
你很难有一句话, 或者一节的经文可以把神所做的那个事情做一个完全的发表。
It is very difficult just to use a portion of the verse or partial words to express the completeness of the word of God.
但是它能成为金句,
but in order for those verses to be very precious,
肯定里面有很宝贝的神的心意在哪里。
Assuredly, there would be a very precious thought in those words from God.
虽然神很清楚的那个心思在那里，一点没错。
That is true. There is a special thought of God amongst those verses.
但是你却很难说那一句那个表达出来的呢，就等于神所做那一件事情的 完整的意思。
But it is very difficult for us to say that part of the verse is the complete meaning of the entire verse.
那你说我怎么知道呢？
Then you say, how do you know?
我想举一个例子给弟兄姊妹，你就很容易看到。
Now, share an example for brothers and sisters.
我想我们一念出来，我念出来的时候，弟兄姊妹你就知道，哦，是那个，那一句话。
I think when I recite it, then I'm sure brothers and sisters are familiar with it. That is the verse.
是哪一句话呢？
Which verse is that?
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Nevertheless, I live, but not I.
乃是主在我里面活着。
By Christ who lives in me.
他是爱我。
He loves me.
为我舍己。那一节经文。
And gave himself for me, that verse.
那弟兄姊妹是不是金句呢？
Brothers and sisters, is that a golden verse?
绝对有资格做金句。
Absolutely.
但是那这句话说的是什么呢？
Now what is this verse saying to us?
如果你单纯是看这个话，
If you merely look at that portion,
你就看到一个问题来。
Can you see this issue?
什么问题呢？
What is that issue?
好问题。
It is a good issue.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've been crucified with Christ.
就把我这个人带到与主的联合里头去了。
So it brings me as an individual in union with the Lord.
所以现在活着就不再是我。
Therefore it's no longer I who live.
是基督在我里面活。
But Christ who lives in me.
那你这样又带出了基督做我们的生命的那个事实来了。
Then it also brings forth the fact that now Christ is my life.
如果我们这样去领会那一节经文的时候。
If we come to understand that verse in this way.
这些经文好不好？
Then you say, is this a good verse, a great verse or not? It is really awesome.
真的是把我们在神与神中间的那个属灵的那个生命的经历都带出来了。
Now, this verse really express our spiritual experience with the Lord.
你能说这样的解说是不是主当时说话的意思吗？
How can you say this is not the intent of the Lord's expression of His words?
你没有理由说那个话是有错误。
Now, there's no reason for us to say there's something wrong with this expression.
但是我们要注意的。
But brothers and sisters, we take note.
不是说那一句话我们这样去领会的时候是不太好。
We're not saying that when we understand this verse in this way, it's not very correct.
我们要留意的是，主当时说这一句话，主借着保罗当时来说这句话，那个目的在哪里？
But we focus on what is the purpose of the Lord saying these words through Paul at that time.
那如果我们留意到一个问题的时候，
If we take note of this issue,
你就知道这件事情。
Then you know of this matter.
彼得他们一些人来到了加拉太。
Now Peter and individuals have come to Galatia.
那不止一个人，有好些人。
Not only Peter, but a group of them.
过程不说了。
I won't go into the details.
弟兄姊妹应该会很熟的。
Brothers and sisters, you're familiar.
那等到从耶路撒冷又来了另外一些人。
And when another group of brethren came from Jerusalem.
而彼得和一些老早就来了的人，他们整个生活上的表现。就有了一点变化了。
Then Peter and the group that came with him before the group that came from Jerusalem changed their habits.
什么变化呢？
How did they change?
跟外邦的弟兄们的关系的变化。
They have changed their relationship or expression of their relationship with the Gentile brethren.
不说那个是具体的背景了。
I won't get into the detail of the background.
那反正就发生这个事情。
But this took place.
保罗就看到。
And Paul saw this.
这个事情不是主要做的。
And this is not what the Lord desired.
那就跟彼得他们就说起这个事情了。
And so Paul spoke with Peter concerning this.
你们原来跟外邦的弟兄是非常非常的和谐在一起。
That you were meeting very harmoniously with the Gentile brethren.
用颇大的话来说，你们都是在活在那个身体的见证里。
Just simply put, you're all living in the testimony of one body.
那为什么现在耶路撒冷那边来了一些影响，你们就跟外邦的弟兄有了区别？
But now why is it there are some influence that come from Jerusalem? Now you separate yourself from the Gentile brethren.
这个是不准确的。
That is not correct.
那就引出保罗说了这个。
And then it leads to Paul saying that verse.
从前我们活在律法的底下，律法是把我们分开的。
When we previously lived under the law, the law separated us.
现在在救恩的里边。
But now in God's salvation,
我们已经接受了一个事实。
Now we already accepted this fact.
我们是与基督同钉了十字架。
Now we have been crucified with Christ.
律法的那些要求已经有了答案了。
There is an answer. The requirement of the law has been fulfilled.
神也不叫我们看见我们所以在神面前蒙纪念因为我们是犹太人。
God does not show us we're remembered by God because we're Jewish.
那你不是犹太人是什么?
Now if you're not Jewish, then who are you?
而我是与基督联合的人。
But I'm one who has been united with Christ.
我保罗是。
I, Paul, am.
你彼得也是。
You, Peter, are also.
耶路撒冷来的那些弟兄们，他们如果他真知道神的儿子所做成的事，他们也不能否决这个事情。
Brethren from Jerusalem, if they truly know of the Lord and are understand the Lord, then they cannot deny this either.
我们都被带到主的身体的里头。
We have all been led into the body of Christ.
我们虽然在主身体里头。
And we are all in the Lord's body.
那因为是主活在我里面。
It is because the Lord lives in us.
现在我活着，我不算是根据我从前的那个老旧人。
Therefore, I live now is not according to the old self.
我是根据那个新造的生命。
But it is according to that life of the new creation.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
但我们真的是留意到整个事情的时候，
If we take note of the complete matter,
你知道当时圣灵用保罗说这一句话的那个目的，
Then we realize when the Holy Spirit uses Paul to say these words,
不是单单在那里说到我个人在神面前一个属灵的学习，
It does not merely speak to us my personal individual experience with the Lord,
而是说出一个身体见证的要求的。
But it tells us of the requirement of the testimony of one body.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那现在你大概是可以稍微明白一点。
Now you have somewhat an idea.
为什么要准确？
Why we must be accurate?
如果不准确，
If we're not accurate,
坏事固然是没有好结果。
The bad influence, of course, will have a bad consequence.
有的时候好事也不一定带到那个应该有的结果。
Yet sometimes even a good influence may not bring about a result which we desire.
我们要发表， 神要得着我们作为他自己的发表。
God desires to gain us to be his very own manifestation.
用着我们来做他的见证。
He desires for us to be his witnesses.
那我们凭什么来做他的见证？
Now according to what we can be his testimony.
凭你做个好人来做见证。
It is not merely by you being a good person you can be his witness.
我们必须要让主在我们这个人身上 有那个完全的管理。
We must allow for the Lord to completely rule over us.
有这样的一个属灵上面的学习和操练。
That we have this spiritual lesson and exercise.
让主可以自由地在我们身上作为他发表的那个器皿。
So that the Lord can, without any reservation, be an expression through this vessel.
那这样，
This way, and the desire of the Lord would be expressed.
不说太多了。
Now, not too, too much further with this.
用这样的例子给弟兄姊妹你就看到。
This is merely an example to show brothers and sisters.
对主的话，我们要要求我很准确的去领会。
As to the word of God, we must have a very strict requirement to know it rightly.
因为这样的一个要求不是出于我们自己。
Because this requirement is not from our own.
是出于主自己的。
It is the Lord's own requirement.
那现在就碰到一个具体问题来。
Now there's a practical issue.
那我们怎么知道主说话的那个准确的那个光景呢？
Now how is it we can truly know rightly the condition of the spoken word of God?
尤其是碰到一些好像那个金句式的这些那个经文。
Especially when we encounter scripture,
那我们怎么能接触到主的那个准确的要求呢？
That we do not understand. How do we come to know the requirement of the Lord?
这就带我们来到读经里头的一个很重要很重要的操练。
This will lead us to a very important lesson in reading the Bible.
其实这个不单是我们读经的时候我们该有的操练。
Now this lesson is not merely an exercise we have only pertaining to reading the Bible.
其实我们平常在学校里头或者在外面和人有来往有交通的时候呢，我们也经常的用着那一个方法的。
But in fact, this is something that we exercise regardless of other situations when we're in school, when we're dealing with other people such as our friends.
但是我们必须要很准确地用着那个方法。
But we must use that method very correctly, accurately.
这些年来我们看见人间许许多多的事情，你就看到了。
This recent years, when we see so many events around us, we know.
特别在这个世界里边那个政治的那种影响。
Especially under this political climate.
你常常看到这个国家骂那个国家。
You can see how this nation is scolding another nation.
这一个特别的团体骂另外一个团体。
Or this organization is admonishing another organization.
那他们骂来骂去的话是什么？
So when the words go flying back and forth.
你不能说他没有根据。
They have a basis for what they're talking about. They have a reason.
但是那个根据不是一个完全的根据。
But it's not a complete reason.
比方说我跟朱弟兄在这里有点谈话。
For example, I'm conversing with Brother Chu here.
我不说具体的事情。
I won't get into a practical thing.
就说到一些事。
But we get in about something.
有人听见了。
And someone hears it.
他就把我们的话就拿出来说我对付他。
Then someone might take those words out of context and say, well, Brother Wong is scolding Brother Chu. And, or Brother Chu is dealing with Brother Wong.
那是不是有这件事情呢?
Did that happen?
没有。
No.
但是人家又说出来。
But others would claim.
如果有人查问,
if someone would investigate,
你是不是跟朱弟兄说了什么?
Are these the words that you said to him?
他们又问朱弟兄说, 王弟兄是不是跟你也说了什么, 什么, 什么?
And someone would ask Brother Chu, is this what Brother Wong said to you?
是。
Yes, those are the words.
都是事实。
They are all facts.
但是发生一个毛病。
But there's a problem with that.
他们不是说全面的事情。
It is out of context. This is not the complete picture.
他们只是说当中有一些没头没尾的事情。
There is just something out of context. No beginning, no end.
那就抓住那一个点就来说。
And just those words and then hold on to them and make a claim.
那一个点来说。
And make a false claim based on those words.
那弟兄姊妹，简单举一个具体的例子。
Now, brothers and sisters, a very practical example.
前不久，南韩跟北韩不是吵闹了一阵吗
？Now, there is a situation with North Korea and South Korea.
如果弟兄姊妹你注意到那个事情的时候
，If brothers and sisters take note of that,
你就很容易发觉这种情况在世界人的当中是太普遍了。
You discover this is a very common occurrence throughout the world.
究竟南韩的那个军舰是谁打沉的呢
？And so then, what is the situation between the agreement there?
南韩就说是你北韩打我的。
And so the claim is the South Korea saying, well, you fire first.
北韩就说没有这件事情。
And North Korea was saying,
我们的海军从来都没有到你的那个地域。
No, our Navy, naval forces never entered into your boundary.
究竟谁的话对呢?
So whose word is correct?
我们不必说了。
We don't get into it.
你也不能说南韩说的话没有道理。
And you cannot say that North Korea is without the reason.
那你也不能说北韩所说的没有一个解释的余地。
And you cannot say that North Korea cannot explain it and South Korea is not correct.
因为从来没有人在那里能掌握到一个完整的事实。
Because no one can grasp the situation as a whole.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们注意平常的事情我们就要注意到那些事
When we take note of everyday affairs we take note of this
那我们读神的话的时候呢
So when we read the word of God
这个我们就更要注意了
Even more so we have to pay attention to the context
怎么能可以得到一个准确的那个领会呢
How do we have a complete understanding
那用我们读经的那个操练来说
As to the spiritual exercise of reading the Bible
我们必须要留意上下文
We have to pay attention to the whole context, the text before and the text after.
你说那么简单了
Is it just that simple?
简单是那么简单
Yes, it is. That's plain and simple.
但是当你实在就实行的时候
But when
你会发觉有难处
But when you actually practice it, you discover it is difficult.
难处在哪里呢
Why?
难处在我们不习惯
The reason is we're not used to doing that as a whole context.
我们很不习惯整个的同一个事实里头上文下文完全连接起来
We're not comfortable used to reading the whole context the text before this event and the text after it.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意上文的时候，你就可以发碰到那个事情发生的原因。
You discover that when you pay attention to the whole context, you discover the reason why this took place.
你留意上文的时候，你就可以了解到那个事情发生的结果。
Then when you pay attention to the text after, you discover the result of this passage.
所以你把上文下文那有关的那一整个的事实连接起来的时候，
Therefore, when you read the whole context, the text before and after,
我们就很比较容易掌握到那个准确的那个意思。
Then it will be more easy for us to grab hold of the complete picture, the complete meaning of that passage.
那我好像把它说的那么复杂。
Now it seems it's very complicated.
但弟兄姊妹们，你不能不留意，为什么我刚才我特别用刚才说二章二十节来做一个比例的。
But brothers and sisters, the reason I used Galatians 2:20 as the example earlier,
因为神的话语的丰富，所包罗的是很多。
Because the richness of the Word of God includes very much.
我们常常只是把当中的一点抓住了以后，就把整个的事实就肯定上，只有这点。
Many a times we would just grab hold of one particular point of that verse, and we grab hold on and say, this is the only application of this verse.
那结果呢？
As a result then,
神许多其余的丰富我们就忽略了。
Much of the other abundance associated with this verse we
would
have neglected.
神那个更高的要求在那里我们就忽略了。
The higher requirement of God there would be neglected.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那所以我特别就提到这样的这一方面。
Therefore, I especially mentioned this point.
是让弟兄姊妹们在我们读经的操练的上面有一个方向。
So that as we exercise to read the Word of God, we would have a direction.
我很记得一个老弟兄，他主已经把他接去了。
I very much remember an elder brother whom the Lord has already received.
他是一个原文的专家。
He is an expert in the original text of the Bible.
对希伯来文都非常有水准
啊。He is a very expert in the original Greek and the Hebrew.
不然的话就不叫做专家了。
Otherwise, he would not be considered an expert.
他说了一句话非常有意思。
There are these words that he has said that are very meaningful.
我不是说我们不要，如果你有条件的话，你去学习那个圣经的原文是不应该。
I'm not saying that if you have the means to do so, that you should not study the original text of the Bible in its original language.
如果你有这个条件，有这个环境的话，我巴不得你学得更好。
If you are qualified and you are under that environment, that condition where you can, I hope that you will study and learn well.
但是那一个老弟兄说那句话是什么话呢？
Now what are these words from that elder brother?
他说我不管你懂不懂希腊文和希伯来文。
His words were, I don't mind regardless of you knowing Greek or Hebrew or not.
我就怕你不懂上下文。
I'm just concerned with the fact that you don't know the text of the passage before and after.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话非常非常忠诚。
Brothers and sisters, his words are very sincere.
现在在基督教里头很流行那个原文的学习。
Nowadays, the trend would be that you have to focus on knowing the original text.
我刚才说了，如果有这样的条件，那是很好。
I already said, if you're qualified in that situation, it will be good.
但是这样的一个风气呢，就造成了现在一个难处。
But with such a trend, it will create a dilemma for us.
因为现在我懂原文，你懂原文，都懂原文的，说是我们读圣经时就是讲原文。
And so now you know the original text, I know the original text, so when we read the Bible, we're all talking about the original text.
那原文对不对呢？
Now is the original text correct or not?
当然你说得清楚，非常对。
Of course, if you rightly divide it, it is correct.
因为许多的圣经经过翻译出来的时候，也没有其他的文字，根本上就没有一种文字可以把原来的意思做一个绝对没有 漏食的那个错误。
Because with any translation in any language, it will be difficult, impossible to translate the original text without losing a part of its original meaning.
但是若是你能从原文里面直接去领会的话，当然是好事了。
Now, if you're able to understand the scriptures according to the original text, that is wonderful.
但现在一个风气。
But the trend nowadays,
当读原文的时候就忘了上下文。
When they read the original text, they forget the text before and after.
你不相信的话，你找现在许许多多的一些解经书。近代的，特别是近代的。
If you do not believe what I'm saying, you can look for many commentaries, the recent commentaries.
刘好像是落到一种这样的光景里。
It seems as if they're under this condition.
原文是对的。
The original text is correct.
但确实成为，只是成为一个单字的原文。
But the original text now has become singular or just the term, the word.
这个字原文是怎样怎样怎样。
They only describe to you this is the meaning of this singular word in the original text.
这没有错。
That is correct, that is the exact translation.
原文里头那个意思你不可能和上下文来脱开的。
But just to interpret that word from the original text itself, you cannot separate it from the text as a whole.
如果你跟上下文一脱开了，那个原文就没有什么特殊的意义可以表达出来。
If you separate the translation of that singular word out of the text, then the translation is meaningless.
当我们能掌握上下文的时候，你再用原文那就对了。
If you're able to grasp the text before and after, then you use the original text, then that is good.
如果我们只是抓住原文，把上下文拿掉。
If you just hold on to the original text in that one word and forget about the rest,
弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个好大的危险。
Then, brothers and sisters, this is a great danger.
我们的主，他既然要求我们按照正义去分解他的道啊。
If our Lord requires for us to rightly divide the word of truth,
那我们就真的是要很恐惧战惊的在领会主的话的事上。不能掉以轻心。
Then, in the matter of interpreting the word of God, we have to do so with fear and trembling and cannot do it very casually or lightly.
因为我们怎么领会神的话，你就怎么发表神的话。
Because how we come to understand the word of God is how we will express the word of God.
你发表出来是神的意思，那好极了。
If you're able to express the heart of God, that is great.
但你发表出来的是你自己个人的感觉，道理也许是很好，但是不是神的意思。
But if you express your own meaning of it, perhaps the doctrine is very good, but that is not pleasing to the Lord.
在这两种光景里头，你拣选哪一个？
Under these two conditions, which one would you choose?
我想我们如果是一个准确的心思的话，我们定会是拣选神自己所说的话。
I believe if we have the correct mindset, we would choose in the condition that we want to express the word of God as His desire.
这段话说了太多了。
I've gone too much into this point.
但是弟兄姊妹，我盼望弟兄姊妹实在能领会这一个。
But brothers and sisters, I hope you would grab hold of this.
因为主是要求我们丰丰富富把他的话语存在我们里面。
Because the Lord requires for us to let His word abide, dwell in us richly.
那我们既然要丰丰富富存留主的话，一定是需要存留那些准确的话。
If we're to allow the word of God to dwell in us richly, we must have the correct words abide in us.
现在我再进一步和弟兄姊妹们再看
另
一方面。
Now, I will go a further step to look at another point with brothers and sisters.
那主对我们说话，或者圣灵给他神的心思向我们启示。
Now, as the Lord is speaking to us, or the Holy Spirit is revealing the word of God to us.
有些事情是我们很容易就明白的。
There are some things that we can easily understand.
有些事情是我们不能一下子就明白的。
There are other things we cannot understand right away.
甚至引起我们的一些觉得不大合理啊。
Perhaps even that it would provoke us that this does not make sense.
很困扰啊。
It troubles us.
我们不说那些不信的人看圣经，一看到起初神造天地，像神造天地，他们就光火。
Not to speak on the unbelievers, when they look at the recording of the creation, that they will get very indignant about the recording how God created heaven and earth. I'm not speaking on that type of condition.
我们这些称为基督徒的人，你读神的话的时候，你会发觉有些东西。
But for us as Christians, when we read the Word of God, sometimes we encounter passages that does not make sense to us, and we say it's unreasonable. And we question, how can the Word of God express it this way?
举一个例子,
for example,
弟兄姊妹很熟的,
it is very familiar to brothers and sisters.
特别是我们读中文圣经的人,
especially in the Chinese translation.
英文,你读英文圣经的这个毛病还没有那么大,我说,现在说这个例子。
Now, this example I'm giving, it is more of a problem in the Chinese translation than the English.
当你读马太福音一开始,你在读什么?
Now, when you read the beginning of the Gospel according to Matthew, what is there?
那就读到我们的主的家谱。
You read the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
那你读主的家谱的时候,
when you read the genealogy,
你不细心的要求准确的去读了，无所谓了，反正是神的话，读过就是了。
If your requirement is not very strict to be accurate, then you say, oh, it doesn't matter either way. I did my job of reading the Bible.
但是你真的是要求要准确的去领会的话呢？
But when you get into it to know it correctly,
我们读神的话，人真的是要很小心、很谨慎的。
When we do read the Word of God, we have to be very careful and very meticulous.
你读马太家谱,
when we read the genealogy in Matthew,
头一句话你就光火了,
and so even the first word gets us riled up.
怎么说呢?
What does it say there?
中文圣经是那个次序跟那个字句有一点不一样, 这个是比较特别一点。
Now in the Chinese translation, because of the words and the order, it is a more unique example.
英文圣经是那一方面呢, 就在这一句话上头没有那么严重的事情。
Now in the English translation with this verse, there's no big problem with it.
那你怎么说呢?
How does it say in the Chinese there?
整句的话是这样说,
this is the verse in Chinese.
耶稣基督的家谱, 神, 大卫, 大伯拉罕的儿子, 大卫的儿子, 亚伯拉罕的儿子, 耶稣基督的家谱, 这是中文圣经说的。
In the Chinese translation, it says then, basically, Abraham's son, David's son, the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看出问题来了没有?
So, do you see any problem with that?
那这一节的经文一摆出来的时候，你发觉难处了没有?
When you see this recording as such, do you have any difficulty with that?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意在我们中文圣经里头, 那一个次序是适合中国人的那个习惯。
You can see then in the Chinese translation, the order as it's recorded is according to the Chinese tradition.
所以首先就发生一个究竟谁是老祖宗的问题。
So you discover then, in fact, who is the forefather here?
是亚伯拉罕是老祖宗呢，还是大卫是老祖宗？
Who is the forefather? Is it Abraham or is it David?
在我们中文圣经里头就把大卫摆在前面。
In the Chinese translation, David is placed first.
不，把亚伯拉罕摆在前面，大卫摆在后面。
No, I'm sorry, I had the other way around. In the Chinese translation, Abraham is placed first and then David.
英文圣经里头没有这个难处。
There's no hardship with the English translation.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们读 神的话, 你读到这个地方的时候,
when we read the Word of God and we encounter such a passage,
第一你就发觉时间错了。
First we discover there's something wrong with the timeline here.
亚伯拉罕, 大卫出来的时候, 亚伯拉罕都不晓得死了多久了。
When David appears, Abraham has long ago died.
那为什么大卫会摆在前头呢?
Why is it David placed first?
这个很不合理,
this doesn't make sense.
这个时间的问题,
this has to do with the time.
那第二个问题呢?
Second issue,
我们中文圣经就翻得很文雅,
the Chinese translation is very literal,
又很合中国人的那个习惯,
it is also by a Chinese tradition.
中文圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Chinese translation say?
亚伯拉罕的后裔,
it says the descendant of Abraham,
大卫的子孙,
the offspring of David.
但是, 你留意。
But you take note of the there.
如果你读英中文圣经的时候，你是小心的话。
If you're careful in the Chinese translation,
你这样读上来的时候
，when you read it,
你不会觉得有什么难处。
You won't discover any hardship.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊。
Because it is a descendant of Abraham.
他是大卫的子孙啊。
That he is an offspring of David.
但是翻一圣中文圣经的人，他也知道这里边有点问题，但是他们。那个时候也许不了解那个问题，所以他就按照中国人的习惯就这样的记载下来。
Translation in Chinese at that time, perhaps they realized there's an issue with this. Something is not right. Perhaps they did not realize at that time, so they made a footnote.
他们这样做的时候呢
？When they did this,
他们里面又觉得不大平安了。
When they had the translation, I'm assuming they did not feel comfortable.
所以他马上在底下就有个小注。
So there's a footnote to here.
如果我们读神的话的时候
，When we read the word of God,
我们平常不大注意小注。
We might not pay attention to the footnote.
我说过这一次，我就盼望弟兄姊妹们，特别在中文圣经里边有小注的地方，你千万不要忽略。
Now that I have said this, I hope, brothers and sisters, when there's a footnote in the Chinese, you do not gloss over it, you pay attention to it.
你不要以为那个小注的小问题不必管它。
Oh, it's just a footnote, so never mind it.
不，那个小注一定是有问题。
No, when there's a footnote, that means there's an issue there.
那现在我们回到这里。
And so in this example,
当你一留意那个小注的时候
，when you pay attention to the footnote,
你立刻就发现问题了。
Immediately you discover.
怎么说呢
？What does it say?
他说后裔。和子孙在原文做儿子。
As tells us in the Chinese that the descendant or the offspring in the original text means son.
你说这个怎么可能呢？
Then you say, how can this be?
亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒。
The son of Abraham is Isaac.
大卫的儿子是所罗门。
That the son of David is Solomon.
这个简直不是事实嘛。
This is not even factual.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经错了。
Brothers and sisters, does that mean the Bible is wrong?
没有。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵在这里启示我们主的家谱的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit inspires the genealogy of the Lord here,
你就看到在这一句话的里头就包括了神在旧约的日子跟亚伯拉罕所立的约和跟大卫所立的约。
Then you discover the recording here both includes both the covenant which God made with Abraham and with David.
那更重要的那一点。
Even more importantly,
马太福音是说到我们的主是国度的王。
The gospel according to Matthew depicts our Lord as the Lord of the kingdom.
现在我们就懂了。
Then now we understand.
原来马太福音在那说家谱，说主的家谱的时候。
That is when Matthew records the genealogy for us.
那是说到我们这一位主，他是谁。
It speaks of the fact of who our Lord is.
他是国度的王。
He is the Lord of the kingdom.
他是国度的王。
He is the Lord of the kingdom.
因为他是跟着大卫的那一个宝座的应许来接上神的计划的。
Because he follows the line of David on the throne, succeeding the plan of God.
那你说大卫的国又算是什么？
So you say, what is the kingdom of David?
感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
大卫的国就是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候所提到的那一个特别的国。
Well, the kingdom of David is that unique kingdom which God made mention to when he established the covenant with Abraham.
用我们现在熟悉的话来说，那就是国度的那个国，天国的那个国。
To use familiar terms, it is the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我特别提这个例子出来做什么？
Brothers and sisters, when I make mention specially of this example for what?
我是特别让弟兄姊妹们又在读经的时候操练这一方面的
The purpose is in order for brothers and sisters to exercise this area when we read the Bible.
当你读到神的话里头，有一些好像很特别的那个情形，是你在心思里头立刻接受不来的。
That is, when we encounter passage in the Bible that troubles us right away, we just cannot accept it immediately.
你千万不要学那些新派的人说 ,no, 你说圣经没有错误，这就是错误。
So do not be like the new sect when you say there's no error with the Bible, well, here's a notation, something wrong with the Bible.
圣经没有错。
There is nothing wrong with the Bible.
是读的人错了。
It is those readers who are wrong.
因为他们没有读到神的心思。
Because they have not entered into the heart of God.
神在这里说到马，说到我们的主在人到地上来的时候，他那个家谱。
Well, here the Lord is expressing to us the Lord's genealogy when He came on earth.
如果严格说起来，我们的主有什么理由需要一个地上的家谱呢？
To be very strict, our Lord does not require an earthly genealogy.
他是从永远到永远的主。
He is the Lord from everlasting to everlasting.
他是创造万有的主。
He is the Lord of creation.
他是在万有以上做元首的主。
He is the head of all creation.
他还需要一个地上的那个家谱干什么？
Why would he need an earthly genealogy for?
但现在主在这里把主的家谱在马太福音里头做了一个记录。
But here the Lord has a recording of his earthly genealogy in Matthew.
一开始还没有讲主的事情的时候，就说到主到地上来的那个根据。
Even before it gets into the events of our Lord, it gives us a foundation, an origin of the Lord's coming on earth.
根据什么呢？
What is it based on?
根据神与人立的约。
It is based on God's covenant with man.
特别是亚伯拉罕跟大卫的约。
Especially the covenant between God and Abraham and God and David.
如果我们懂了这一个点，
If we understand this
point, 我们立刻就看到这两个约是直接是根据神的永远的计划。
Immediately, we know these two covenants has to do with the eternal plan of God.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
我没想到这是我准备的要和弟兄姊妹交通的拖了那么久。
I did not foresee that I had dragged this on for so long, my sharing with brothers and sisters.
有好些话恐怕今天是讲不完。
I don't think I can finish much.
我简单的再提一点点。
I'll just simply mention a couple more.
除了刚才所体会的那些。
Besides what I've already mentioned.
我们还是要注意是因为要那个准确的那个要求，我们必须要留意那个准确。
Because it requires for us to rightly divide the word of God, we have to pay attention to the accuracy.
许多时候不是圣经有破口。
Many times there is nothing wrong with the Bible or something seems to be wrong.
是我们自己的疏忽或者是不够小心而制造出破口。
But it's because our neglect, our not being of being careless that there's a breach seemingly in the Bible.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄交通到那个可拉的后裔。
Last night our brother shared on the descendant of Korah.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，当你一碰到可拉的后裔的时候，你会不会联想到历史上的一件事？
Now I don't know when we encounter the descendants of Korah, I don't know if brothers and sisters would think of something in history.
你说读民数记的时候好像给我们看到一个印象，可拉和他的全家都死掉了嘛。
Your impression might be, when I read the book of Numbers, my impression is that the whole family of Korah died.
怎么在诗篇里头会跑出可拉的后裔来？
How could it be there are sons of Korah in the Psalms?
那这样，那个这个可拉的后裔是真人还是假人？
Then, is it a factual person with the sons of Korah or just a fictitious?
还是可拉的后裔在那个时候说是死掉，结果还有一个逃亡，脱掉那个危险的人。
Could I explain it? Maybe everybody died, but someone escaped, and so there is his descendant.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们不必乱去猜想。
We don't need to make up anything.
这里说是可拉的后裔，就是可拉的后裔。
If it records for us, it's the sons of Korah, it's the sons of Korah.
你说可拉的后裔不是死光了吗？
But yet, then all the family of Korah died.
那个地一裂开又合起来，就他们全都淹了，都死掉了。
Well, when the earth split open and the entire family was there, so they all died.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是我一些教会里头一些人的那个起初的错觉，往下传到我们的时候，我们就先有了这样的一个观念。
Perhaps this was by tradition, this is how it's passed on, so when we get to us, there's this impression already.
我们就以为可拉的后代都死掉了。
Oh, well, of course, the entire family of Korah died.
读诗篇读到可拉的后代, 我们觉得为难了。
So when we read Psalms and we see the sons of Korah, we're troubled.
不, 弟兄姊妹们,
no, brothers and sisters.
当你真的回到民数记里头去看准那件事情,
when we go back to the book of Numbers to read accurately the recording,
你就看出了,
you'll discover then
是我们的疏忽,
it's our carelessness.
不是, 圣经里头有错误,
is that there's no error in the Bible.
当你回到民数记里面去看的时候,
so when we go back to read in Numbers,
你就发觉一个事实, 跟我们传统上面多多少少受的这个影响,
You discover the recording there is different from the influence we may have by tradition. Our impression is the entire family of Korah died.
我不敢说,
I cannot say that in the family of Korah only Korah died.
但是我敢说, 可拉的家当时没有死掉的人还很多。
But I can assuredly say much of the members of the family of Korah did not die.
当你一翻开民数记一读, 你就读出来了。
When we turn to Numbers and read, we'll discover it.
当时在那一个神的对付的里头, 全部都给挪掉的呢, 只有大班和那个什么兰,
It was only those two families, Korah and Dathan.
可拉的那个家,有多少人在那里,不知道。
It was Dathan and this other family, I don't know how many members of Korah's family died.
那里只是说到,可拉,你跑到大丹跟什么来,我忘记是忘掉。他们,那一个荧幕的前面来, 跟摩西对抗,
it only recorded for us Korah also came to the before the tent of Moses with Dathan and resisted Moses.
圣经里面记录下来的也就是可拉跟 什么兰呢? 还是进不来。
I cannot recall.
这是亚当后代的悲哀。
But it was this is because I'm endemic, I cannot remember.
你就看到了,
so you can see then,
不是可拉的全家都在那里给除掉,
it was not the entire family of Korah that was killed.
当你读到那个可拉的后裔的时候, 你这里头就没有困扰了。
Then when we read about the sons of Korah, we will not be disturbed.
那我举这些例子呢,是说, 我们读神的话的时候, 很严格的要求, 进入那个准确是绝对不可以忽略的。
Therefore, the point is that we cannot be careless and neglect the requirement to be absolutely accurate in reading the Word of God.
好了,再有一点。
Another point.
我们说过刚才的那些情况。
Now, those examples we mentioned,
我们要来到一个很重要的一点。
This is an important point.
当你读过了神的话的时候,
now we have read through the Word of God.
你不能不问,
you must ask then.
神把这些话语记录下来,
when God records all these words,
跟我有什么关系?
Well, what does that have to do with me?
这个是很重要的。
That is very important.
因为神的话不与我们不发生关系的话,
because if the Lord has nothing to do with us,
那我们读神的话干什么?
Then why is it that we're reading the Word of God?
神的话在那里,
when the Word of God is placed there,
让我们看见神要做什么事情,
when we see what God is to do,
他怎么去做那些事情,
how is He to perform it?
虽然有很多事情, 在圣经里头是历史,
even though many of the recording are historical,
但是里面有很多的真理的教导,
but there are much teaching and truth there.
那如果是真理的教导, 那没有话讲,
if it's a teaching and truth, we have no further words to say.
因为主的话是这样说, 我们就这样跟,
because this is the word of God and we follow as such.
但是历史的事情跟我们在里面,
but as it is recorded, what does the word of God have to do with us?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我简略地说说就好了,
I'll just slightly put it this way, because my time is up now.
但因为一说的是例子的时候就会用时间多了一点,
when I get into the examples, I take up more time.
我首先和弟兄姊妹们先领意,
first, pay attention.
在圣经里面你把它整个的归纳起来的时候有几个大部分,
when we summarize the Bible, there are a few major parts.
一个是真理。
One is truth.
一个是原则。
One is principle.
一个是榜样。
And one is an example.
一个是预表。
And one is a type.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们读经的时候很容易碰到的。
Brothers and sisters, these categories we can encounter in reading the Bible.
当我们碰到这些事情的时候
，When we encounter these things,
我不说里头是怎么一回事了。
I won't get into the detail of it.
我是特别要强调一点，是我们怎么来跟上神对我们所说的话。
But I want to stress the point on how do we follow the spoken word of God.
就是说出神的话说了，那对我有什么关系？
That is to say, now the word of God is spoken, what does those words have to do with me?
我不能不和弟兄姊妹又从我们进入救恩的这个点来开始。
I must begin, with the fact of our entering into salvation.
那当我们开始进入救恩的时候，
When we begin to enter into salvation,
因为我们找到神，
because we found God,
神也找到我们，
and God has found us,
他住在我们里面，
He abides in us,
我们进到他里面，
and we enter into Him.
这是好大的事情，
this is a great thing.
所以我们很开心，
so we're extremely happy.
在我们上神在那里追求进入实际经历的时候的
，When we pursue after God to enter into practical experience，
主好像也特别对我们初信的弟兄姊妹们很有恩典。
The Lord seems to be especially gracious to the new believers。
我想很多弟兄姊妹你都经历过来。
I think brothers and sisters we have all experienced。
当你才信主的时候，你上主有所求有所要。
When we first believe in the Lord, we have a request. When we ask of the Lord，
你发觉主的答应很快就来了。
You discover the answer from the Lord comes very quickly.
当然我们也说了，起初我们上主所求的多半都是为着我们自己好处来求。
Of course, we realize most of our requests before the Lord when we first believe in Him is for our own goodness.
我们就发觉了。
We'll discover.
主好像主很快就按照我们的所求的来给我们去经历了。
We discover, it seems as the Lord quickly answers our prayers for us to experience Him.
慢慢的我们又发觉一件事了。
Gradually, then we'll discover another matter.
上神所求的好像神不大理会了。
It seems like God is not really paying attention to what I'm asking Him anymore.
你说这是什么回事呢？
What is this all about?
那我们跟随主是越走越艰难了。
So it seems like the more we follow the Lord, the more difficult it is.
难走了。
The more difficult for us to follow.
虽然我们很懂得十字架的道路。
Even though we may know the way of the cross,
但是我们走上去的时候，我们觉得那个路不好走。
But when we go on it, it is not a good path to go on.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
是神改变了，还是我们改变？
Who changed? Did God change or did we change?
他从前那么好的对我们，现在好像是给我们有点间隔了。
He treated me so well before, but now there seems to be some separation.
没有，神没有改变。
No, God did not change.
是我们没有改变的好。
But we did not change for the better.
那弟兄姊妹就回到我们进入救恩的时候，在神的那个拯救的计划里边，他要把我们带到什么地步？
Then brothers and sisters, this has to deal with the fact when we enter into salvation, what is the result which God wants to lead us into?
我们的弟兄在早上跟晚上的交通都提到那一点。
Our brothers in the morning and the evening have mentioned that point to us.
在神拯救我们的时候，他是要把我们带到完全的地步。
When God saves us, He wants to bring us into perfection.
带到圣洁没有瑕疵的地步。
To bring us into a condition where holy without blemish.
把我们带到完全像他的那个地步。
We are to be brought to be completely like Him.
这个是神对我们的那个拣选的目的。
This is the purpose of God's choice of us.
他不是只是叫我们像我们才信主的时候，主啊，给我恩典，给我祝福，我需要的你就做我的答应。
Now, it's not merely as our experience when we believe in Him. Lord, give me. You answer all my prayers and my requests.
我们的神，他不甘心这样来带领我们。
Our God is not willing to lead us in this way.
如果他是这样带领我们，我们到见主的那天，我们还是小孩。
If He led us in this fashion, then even on the day when we see our Lord, we will still be babes.
只会对爸爸妈妈说，我肚子饿了。
We can only say to our father, I'm hungry.
或者对爸爸妈妈说，我不喜欢这个。
Oh, I don't like this.
如果是这样，我们到主的面前，那是太可 太可怜。
It will be very sad when we meet the Lord in that way.
因为主给我们的那个应许是说的那么清楚。
Because the promise which the Lord gives us is so clear.
他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
He is to lead many sons into glory.
不单是叫你成为儿子。
Not only for you to be sons.
并且叫你是能在荣耀里的儿子。
But you are to be sons in glory.
那个荣耀是什么？
Now what is that glory?
那个荣耀就是神自己的发表。
Well, that glory is the manifestation of God himself.
不单是做神的儿子。
Not only sons.
你还能到到神的荣耀里。
But also into the glory of God.
这是神那个救赎的那个安排。
Now, this is the arrangement of God's redemption.
那说神是要我们在神面前成长。
Therefore, God desires for us to grow in his presence.
那为什么我们昨天就说到我们要多读神的话呢？
That's why we have to say we read much the word of God.
那今天我们就知道了。
Then today we know.
你不多读神的话的话。
If we do not read much the word of God.
刚才我们所交通到的许多的问题。
Then all the examples.
接触不上来。
Then all the examples we just wrote, you did not encounter them before.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
跟我们越多的读到神的话的时候。
The more we read of God's word.
当然这个需要很多。比较长的时间。
Of course, this requires a long period of time.
不是说我今天立定胜利，明天我就达到目的。
It is not that today I'm determined to do so, tomorrow I've arrived.
但是我们必须有一个准确的开始。
But we have to have a good beginning.
那我们是这样，经过一段的时间。
We experience this long period of time.
主就叫我们一步一步的成长。
Then gradually the Lord will cause us to mature step by step. One day.
神就让我们被带到圣洁没有瑕疵的那个光景。
The Lord will lead us to that condition holy without blemish.
那因此
Therefore,
我们就注意到了。
We take note.
在神的话对我们发出那一个宣告的时候。
When the word of God is proclaimed to us.
你发觉里面有真理的事。
You discover there are words of truth.
什么叫真理呢？
What is truth?
我们的弟兄也说了很多了。
Our brother shared much on that.
我说最简单的。
Simply,
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
这是一个真理的事实。
That is a truth. That is truth.
但这个事实还没有完。
But it does not end there.
那个在因着这一件事情引出来的那个。
Because of this truth, it leads us to
神的儿子为我们在十字架上死了。
That the Son of God died for us on the cross.
信主的人就得永生。
And those who believe in the Lord have eternal life.
信主的人就得不着永生。
And those who do not believe in the Lord does not have eternal life.
神的震怒且在他们身上。
And the wrath of God rests upon them.
弟兄们，这个就是真理的事实。
Brothers and sisters, these are facts of a truth.
那这是真理的事实。
And they are words of truth.
那我们怎么对待这是真理的事实？
Now how do we deal with the words of truth?
对于那当然不是只有这一个真理。
Of course, not only this particular truth.
我只是举个例子。
That's just an example here.
当你接触到这个问题的时候。
When you encounter this truth.
你只有一个态度去接受。
There is only one attitude we need to have to receive it.
你按照神的吩咐说。
According to the command of God, those who believe in the Son have everlasting life. Those who do not believe in the Son, they have already been condemned. That is truth. This truth never changes.
从创世纪开始一直到启示录的末了，你看到神这一个事实很清楚的摆在任何一个时代里。
From the beginning in generation to the end, Genesis to the end of Revelation, this truth of God is placed there, does not change.
那因此对于真理的事情，我们只有一个态度，就是持守。
Therefore, as far as truth is concerned in the Bible, there's only one attitude we have, which is to hold fast.
那除了真理以外呢？
Besides the category
有
原则。There are principles.
它不是作为一个理来把它说出来。
Now, the principle is not recorded as a truth.
但是它透过神做了很多的事情，就归纳出一个原则给我们去领会。
But through many of the things we see from God and what He has done in the Bible, we summarize and conclude as a principle.
那对于原则呢？
As to principle,
我们要顺从。
We need to follow, to obey.
我 我举一个例子。
I give you an example.
你读哥林多前书。
When you read 1 Corinthians.
你读到吃偶像的物。
When you read eating meat offered to idols.
许多神的儿女们常碰到的问题。
This is something we all encounter.
我能不能吃这偶像的物呢？
Now can we eat meat that's been offered to idols?
你读哥林多前书第八章你就看到了。
And when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, you see this.
你绝对的有资格吃那个祭偶像的物。
You absolutely can eat of the meat sacrificed to idols.
但是
But,
你不一定要吃。
You may not need to eat of it.
除非那个拜偶像除了那个拜偶像的物是在拜偶像的那种情形的底下进行的，你就不要去碰它。
If the meat that is offered to idols is in the process of being offered to idols, do not touch it.
如果只是在那里所说的拜偶像的物，那你要不要吃呢？
Now, if it just records that this meat had been offered to idols, are you to eat it?
用我们今天的想法来说，
to us today as we think,
不吃就不吃了，不吃就不吃了，有什么了不起？
What's the big deal if I don't eat of it?
它是拜偶像，我就不吃它的。
It's been offered to idols, I won't eat of it.
但是你回到当时哥林多的那一个环境的时候，
But if we go back to the time and place of the Corinthians,
如果你不吃拜偶像的肉，你就没有肉吃。
If you do not eat meat that has been offered to idols, you have no meat to eat at all.
你就想了。
Then you would think,
哦，这个损失太大了。
This is a big loss.
没肉吃怎么可以呢？
I have no meat to eat. This can't be.
但是主的话在那里很清楚。
But the word of the Lord tells us very clearly.
不是说我们没有条件吃那些拜过偶像的物。
It is not that we are not qualified to eat meat that have been offered to idols.
而是说那个时候在市场上卖的肉全是拜过偶像还屠宰的。
To say that all the meat sold in the marketplace had already been offered to idols before they were slain.
那你要是说不吃的话，那你这真的是不要吃肉。
If you say you're not to eat it, but don't eat any of the meat.
但是主的话给我们看到。
But the Lord's words tell us.
你虽然有那个资格。
Even though you can do so.
但是你不一定要使用那个资格。
But you may not need to exercise
that right. 如果碰到有一些弟兄。
Now there are some brothers.
他们在信息里头还没有赶得上偶像算不得什么的这样的一个领会的时候。
In their hearts, if they cannot follow on to this thought that idols are nothing before God,
他们就觉得吃偶像的物那怎么可以呢？
And then they would feel, how can it be that you're eating meat offered to idols?
太误会了。
It is dirt, it is unclean.
但是看见你这样信主很久的弟兄或者姊妹，你吃。
But for a brother or sister who believe in the Lord for a long time, for them to eat of it.
他就觉得年长的弟兄姊妹们都吃，那我也可以试试看。
If they are eating, then perhaps I can try as well.
当时他没有觉得什么难处。
There was no difficulty at
that time. 回到家里头，他一回想。
But when they go home and think about it.
糟糕了，今天吃了拜偶像的物。
No trouble, I ate meat that was offered to idols.
我在主的面前得罪主，过不来。
I've sinned against God. I have sinned, offended him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那里就提到一个事情。
There it mentions this one.
你是有资格、有条件可以吃拜偶像的物。
You have a right to eat the meat that has been sacrificed to idols.
但是如果因为你吃拜偶像的肉而影响到一些信心软弱的弟兄，他们没有办法得安息的话。
But because of your partaking in this meat and you have caused a weaker brother in their faith to be troubled.
你就放弃那个权利就好了。
Then rather you would forsake that right.
这个就是神。这几天晚上我们一直看到神的怜悯在我们身上要发表的其中的一种。
This is an example of the mercy of God which we have seen throughout these few days.
你为了爱弟兄的缘故，你就放弃你那个属灵的权利。
Because of our love for our brethren, we forsake that spiritual right we have.
就拿这个例子来说。
So for this particular example, you can see that.
什么叫做爱弟兄？
What it means to love your brethren.
主说到你，我给你们一个新命令。
The Lord says, I give you a new commandment.
你们叫彼此相爱。
Love one another.
你怎么彼此相爱？
How do you love one another?
你碰到吃肉的问题，你就在那拣选。我吃肉的还是爱弟兄
？So you're faced with a choice: Do I eat meat or do I love my brother?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这原则的东西。
So this is a category principle.
我们要学会了要顺从。
We have to learn to obey.
按照那个原则来做那个准确的事。
According to the principle, we do that which is right.
但是呢，那我在地上有了亏损了。
Oh, then I suffer loss on earth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你那一个亏损在主的面前。
That loss before the Lord's presence.
有一个宝贵的记录记下来。
There is a precious recording of it.
啊，见主的时候。
And when you see the Lord.
主说某人，你做了一件对的事。
The Lord will say, so and so, you have done this good.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那还有。
And.
如果圣经里边说到的是命令
，If it's a commandment in the Bible，
命令只要遵从。
There's only one thing we have to obey。
比方说，主说你们要常常纪念主。
For example, the Lord says we have to remember him often. That is a commandment。
啊，你主说到我们信主的人要受浸来见证主。
The Lord commands us that those who believe in him must be baptized to testify of him.
这个是命令。
That is a commandment.
是要叫我们借着这一个来显明我们与主联合的见证。
It is to this obedience to manifest our union with the Lord.
而不是受浸的那件事情是重要。
It is not the action of being baptized that is focused.
是受浸那件事情所带出来的那个见证。
But it is the testimony of the baptism that is important.
这个是命令。
That is a commandment.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神在我们新约的日子里头给我们的命令不多了。
In the New Testament, God does not give us many commandments.
什么时候我们看到主的命令？
Whenever we see the commandment of the Lord,
我们只有一个态度，就遵从。
There is one attitude we take, and that's to obey.
传福音是主的命令。
And to share the, preach the gospel is God's command.
对我们每一个人来说，我们没有办法推辞的。
That is inexcusable for us to disobey that.
因为这个是命令。
Because that's a commandment.
还有
，and
不说这个了，因为时间实在我也不好意思拖下去。
Because of time, I have to go on.
还有在圣经里面有许多的榜样。
There are other category in the Bible which are examples.
一说到榜样的时候，这个我们要小心了。
Now we have to be extremely careful in this matter of example.
但是你弟兄姊妹，你先留意的这一点。
But pay attention to this first.
榜样是我们可以参考。
Examples are used for our reference.
给我们一个提醒。
It serves as a reminder for us.
提醒什么呢？
A reminder for what?
提醒圣灵在我们里面的那个带领。
To remind us of the guidance of the Holy Spirit within us.
榜样你不一定要学。
Now you may not need to follow the example
by rote. 但是那个榜样它带出来的那一个属灵的事实，你要注意。
But we have to pay attention to the fact that is brought out by the Holy Spirit through this example.
我举个例子了吧，还是简单的，
example,
我不解说了。
I still need an example. I won't get into it, but I give you an example.
神让基甸去跟亚门人打仗的时候。
When God told Gideon to fight against the Ammonites,
基甸就觉得我怎么可以担负这个事情？
Gideon thought I cannot have such a responsibility.
神说你去了，我就要做这个事情。
And God told Gideon, "Go, I will do this."
他不敢不去。
He cannot say no.
但是他要有把握。
But he need assurance.
那怎么有把握呢？
So how can he be assured?
我向你有个求。
Well, Lord, let me ask this request from you.
今天晚上
，tonight，
你在那个磨墙上边那些磨子啊。你让那个在墙上的墨子是湿的哦，对不起，羊毛不是墨子，羊毛是湿的，在那个其他的地方，那个地是干的。
So Lord, the sign I want from you is that the wool will be wet, but all the surrounding on the threshing floor would be dry.
神就这样做给他。
That's what God did for him.
但是还是觉得信心不够。
Yet he felt his faith was still weak.
神啊，我再要求你做一个。
He said, God, let me still ask him this for you. Let's turn this around tonight.
那个羊毛是干的，地是湿的。
So the whole ground is wet, but the wool is dry.
神也让他这样子经历过来。
God allowed for him to experience
this. 所以基甸就去。
So then Gideon went.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个事情
This matter
是一个榜样
is an example.
但是你能不能拿这个榜样来作为你今天 生活的一个指导呢。
But can you use this as a guidance for your daily living?
啊，现在我要我明天要到旧金山。
Oh, tomorrow I have to go to San Francisco.
那要去的还是不去呢？
Should I go or not?
神啊，今天晚上你不下雨，我明天就去。
God, if it doesn't rain tonight, then I'll go tomorrow.
如果今天晚上下雨啊，那我就知道你要我不去。
Well, if it rains tonight, then I know you don't want me to go.
你能这样吗？
Can you do it that way?
你说当然可能了，基甸都是做过这样的事。
You say, of course I can. Well, Gideon did it.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，这个是榜样。
Pay attention, that is an example.
神是维持一个信心赶不上来的人，神给他一个很大的怜悯。
God showed him great mercy for someone who is weak in faith.
但是这个不是原则，
but,
这个不是命令，也不是真理。
That is not a commandment, not a principle, and not the truth.
那我们要留意这事情。
So we have to pay attention to those things.
像许多神的儿女们，他们对神是有一个很简单的依靠，但是常常是用着一个不准确的方法来等候主。
Now many children of God have a very simple trust in the Lord, but oftentimes they do not use the accurate way to wait upon the Lord.
让主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly and graciously with us.
我还有一些话说不完。
There are some further words I cannot get to.
不能再说下去。
I cannot go on.
我只让弟兄姊妹你能注意一件事。
But I want brothers and sisters to take note of.
我们这样按照神的心意来追求进入主的话去认识主来跟随主。
When we enter into the word of God to follow the Lord, according to His will,
我们必须记得我们被造的那个目的是在哪里。
Then we must remember what is the purpose of our being called.
我们必须承认我们是很蒙福的人。
We must confess truly we are blessed.
因为我们是承受神许多的祝福。
Because we receive much blessing from God.
但是没有一个神的祝福比神自己成为我们的产业更大。
But there is no greater blessing than the fact that God himself is our inheritance.
比神能用得着我们去成就神的永远的计划的那个成就的关键更重要。
This fact that God is our inheritance is even far more important than the fact that He is able to use us as vessels for completion of His eternal plan.
但我们是这样的体会到神在我们身上的安排、引导和带领。
Now, when we come to understand of this arrangement of God and His guidance and His leading of us,
我们会留意到我们好像要下好多的苦功。
Then we'll come to realize we have to spend much hard work diligently.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
要看到主要把我们领进他的完全里。
We have to see the fact that God is to lead us into perfection.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因为他把他自己赏给我们。
Because he has given himself to us.
他是道路。
He is the way.
他是真理。
He is the truth.
引出一个很重要的接上来的结果。
And it will lead,
一个事实。
It will lead to a very important fact.
就叫我们活在他是我们的生命里。
It will lead to us living out that He is our life.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
对不起，弟兄姊妹，今天下午把弟兄姊妹拖了太久了。
I apologize, brothers and sisters. I have kept you for a long time.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你的灵常光照我们。
Lord, may your spirit always enlighten us.
领我们进入你宝贝的心意。
That you will lead us into your precious heart's desire.
教导我们怎样的活在你的面前。
So that we know how to live in thy presence.
我们仰望主。
We look to thee, Lord.
我们知道许多的事情是我们赶不上来。
We know there are many things we cannot follow on.
但是你一做工，我们就给带上来。
But once you work, we're able to follow on.
求主按照你拣选的旨意，把我们带进你叫我们进入完全的目的。
Lord, according to the will of your choice, that you will lead us into your purpose of perfection.
感谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.